I think that there is this premise, right, that you could go out and you could start your own landscaping company. And here's the reality, you absolutely can. Okay, anyone that can go and buy a truck and a trailer and a mower can go start a landscaping business. The difference is, can you really significantly scale that business into something that's significant?
Welcome to Fran Kuch's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Fran Kuch's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Kuch and your podcast host. As part of our overall Franchising 101 series, the Fran Kuch team hosts a live monthly webinar called the Franchisor Spotlight. These webinars feature one of our franchise partners, and we dedicate a half hour to learning more about their brand, what they do, who makes a great owner, how the franchisor offers support, and much, much more. Though there are a few slides shared throughout the webinar, most of the information is gained during the detailed conversation with our franchise guest. Therefore, we felt the Spotlight would be a great addition to our podcast series. I hope you enjoy the Franchisor Spotlight as much as you do the rest of our podcast episodes. Lastly, before we get started, if you would like to learn more about this or any of the 500 plus franchise partners we have, then please send us a message via our website at francoach.net. And now, here's the Spotlight. Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Kuch's Franchising 101 series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Kuch, and your Franchising 101 host. We are excited to bring you today the April edition of our Franchisor Spotlights. The Franchisor Spotlight is a monthly feature that we do that we will focus on one of our franchise partners. We're going to spend the next 30 minutes or so getting a chance to take a deep dive into what this franchise is all about. This month, we are shining a spotlight on a franchise that has a few of the following things. See if these might be of interest to you. Number one, they have a low investment, low overhead, and huge revenue potential. If that's not enough, this franchise also has a business model that will tap into both residential and commercial customers, has a full suite of services that allows you to be a one-stop shop for everything in your industry, includes the backing of a huge parent company that has a dozen plus brands all over the United States, and it gives the owner the opportunity to be either full-time or a semi-absentee owner. So if that doesn't sound good, then I don't know what the heck does, but before we jump into that story, we have to tell you this one first. So who's Fran Kuch? Fran Kuch is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help our clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And the goal of the Franchising 101 series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. So that's us. Now let's get to the good stuff. Joining us today is Mr. John Doublebauer, the Director of Franchise Development for our featured franchise, which is the Grounds Guys. John, thanks for joining us today, man. How are you?
Tim, I am doing very, very well. I certainly appreciate you having me.
We are we're excited to learn more, and we've got a bunch of questions, so buckle in there, my friend. The first thing I always want to kind of talk about, and the little props obvious when we think about the name The Grounds Guys, but treat us like a customer maybe to start with. What are services that are provided by Grounds Guys, and who are, I guess, kind of your customer base?
Yeah, sure. So I appreciate the question, Tim. So, excuse me. So the Grounds Guys is, well, first of all, we're part of a group of home service franchise brands called Neighborly. And Tim, you might be familiar with a couple of the other brands that we own, right? Besides the Grounds Guys, of course, we own a plumbing franchise called Mr. Ritter Plumber and a glass company called The Glass Doctor, right? A bunch of other different brands that are all in the home service space. But the Grounds Guys specifically, we're actually the largest lawn maintenance company in the United States and Canada on the residential side, but we don't just do lawn maintenance, okay? Tim, we're a full-service landscaping company. So we do hardscapes. We do weed and fertilization treatments, like your, you know, weed and feed, right? We do holiday lights in the winter. We do snow and ice removal, irrigation systems, gutters, artificial turf. Pretty much anything that you can think of that takes place outside of the home or office, that's kind of where we live. And when you think about kind of a, you know, the target customer, if you will, across all the Neighborly brands, but specifically with the Grounds guys, we do target the more high-end affluent residential properties, as well as the larger commercial properties for both maintenance and install work in the landscaping space.
Well, so obviously I think the maintenance side is the piece where most people's mind would go, but you're talking about basically everything. So let's say somebody hypothetically had this brand new house, a big old like acre lot full of, you know, a new swimming pool and then nothing but dirt. Again, hypothetically, not saying this is my house currently, right? But you guys could come and landscape it, make it, build it however we wanted, make it super pretty, and then also, oh, by the way, come take care of it because I'm too lazy to do it myself. That's kind of what you're telling us, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, in a situation like that, just think about it, Tim. You've got your sod install, right? You've got your irrigation system install if you don't currently have one, which I've seen your house, Tim, and it is a patch of dirt. So I'm not sure if you have the irrigation system there, right? But you have the landscape install itself. You have different hardscapes that you could do, whether it's paver patio decks, all of these different things to really enhance and beautify the outside of someone's home. And then, of course, to tack onto that, the recurring revenue model on the back end with that maintenance component where you can get that consistent cash flow throughout the year. You see on your screen that you have up here, whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, we want to make sure that we're getting consistent cash flow coming into our business owners. And I'll tell you, Tim, it's really for two reasons, right? Number one is the obvious. You're going to want consistent cash flow as a business owner. But number two, you also want to retain top quality talent. It's going to be really hard to retain top quality people if you have to lay them off at the end of every year. That's why we have all these different service verticals. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's great. So, so very cool. So that's kind of the customer side. Then a question we'll hear from time to time with our clients, and it doesn't matter what industry, but it's, well, why can't I start my own business in industry X versus owning a franchise in that industry? Whether it's, I'm going to start Tim's sandwich shop instead of being a Subway owner, or why can't I have Tim's landscaping versus owner of the Grounds guys? And there's, I don't know, roughly a million reasons why the franchise option is clearly the better pathway, but specific to Grounds guys, talk about just some of the advantages, maybe just a few of them, of being an owner, the things that Grounds guys and Neighborly overall that they have in place for somebody to come in and be highly successful as an owner.
Yeah, sure. So I'll start with the beginning of the question, Tim. I think that there is this premise, right, that you could go out and you could start your own landscaping company. And here's the reality. You absolutely can. Okay. Anyone that can go and buy a truck and a trailer and a mower can go start a landscaping business. The difference is, can you really significantly scale that business into something that's significant, right? And so the Grounds guys, that's really what we're built on. I'll give you an example, Tim. We've got a software system here called GG Pro, and it does all sorts of different fun, powerful things, right? But one of the things that it does is it will actually sense when our truck is in front of one of our customers' homes. So without us having to do anything, it'll fire a text message off to the customer just to let them know that we've arrived for service, okay? At the end of that service, Tim, and I don't care if it's a $50,000 outdoor kitchen or a simple lawn maintenance service, at the end of every single service, our customers get a visit report. On that visit report, it's going to be three things. Okay. Number one, a before and after picture of the property. Number two, a listing of every single service that took place on the property that day. But third, and most importantly, Tim, it's going to be recommendations of what could be done in the future, right? Like, let's say that your team lead noticed that the flower bed in the southwest corner just didn't look that great. He can snap a picture of that flower bed, say, Mr. Customer, would you like to update the flowers in this flower bed, accept or reject? And if the customer hits accept, guess what? It goes back into your software system so that you can dispatch landscaping crew. Tim, you just made more money as the business owner, right? You upsold that customer, but it wasn't a high pressure upsell. 90% of those visit reports get opened by our customers. And why is the open rate so high? Because people want to see the before and after pictures of the property, right? That's just from a technological standpoint of, hey, how can we be more client facing and deliver an incredible customer service experience? Then you start talking about scale, Tim. The good thing is we're not doing this for practice anymore. We've got over 4,500 franchisees across the United States and Canada. We're the world's largest home service franchisor by far. So we know what systems work. We know what tools work. And we have the national branding that's out there across all these different platforms, right? You think about buying power. We're a nearly $3 billion company. When we go buy trucks and mowers, do you think we get a heck of a discount on it? Sure, right? There's a million different reasons why to franchise. But I think most importantly, it's how is it going to impact the future franchisee's life, right? What life do they really want to lead? Is it a life where they could go out and take a month-long vacation and still come back to a business that's continuing to run? Because here's what I know, Tim. If you go and you talk to a mom-and-pop landscaping company, if they leave their landscaping company for an extended period of time, you know, a month, 3 months, 6 months, and they come back, what do you think most of those businesses look like with the business owner being absent?
Yeah, there's nothing going on, right? Absolutely.
Right. So we strive to build these businesses around systems and not necessarily around the owner himself, so that the owner can go and live the lifestyle that they want to live while scaling a very significant landscaping business.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's always, I love asking that question. Even when clients will ask that, like I honestly have to kind of not laugh, right? Because there are so many things, and you hit on a couple of the technology piece. And then you get into the marketing side of things, of everything that is in place for a franchise owner. And really, a lot of that is general to franchising. You guys, I think, really go above and beyond with that. So, and you hit on one of my favorite things from an owner perspective, which is lifestyle. So let's talk a little bit about, I guess, what you look for in an owner. And I think the mind may go sometimes to an owner of this business, like, you know, geez, do I have to be like, you know, pushing the lawnmower all day? Am I trimming weeds? What am I doing? But talk a little bit about kind of that ideal owner and maybe some of those top things they're doing day in, day out.
Yeah, absolutely. So listen, if our owners are out on the tools, that means that we're doing something wrong, Tim. This is an executive level ownership model, right? And to your point earlier, it can be run from a semi-absentee standpoint. Listen, you can't run a business semi-absentee if you're the one that's out on the mower. So again, we build these businesses around systems and processes and not necessarily around the owner himself. That being said, there are certain things that we look for in the ideal owner. I think number one is the ability to lead a team. And then number two is the ability, hopefully, to be client-facing as well, Tim. So if you have somewhat of an outgoing personality, if you're the type of guy that people would actually want to work for and work with, then ultimately you can find a great level of success within the Grounds Guys. The good thing is we're not looking for landscapers, right? Couldn't care less if you know how to put stripes on a lawn. All that stuff is pretty easy to teach people, the technical side. However, the executive side is a little bit more challenging. And so when we go through our process of evaluating who to award a franchise to, that's something that we really look for is, hey, could this guy go out and build a significant business with our help, of course.
Gotcha. So owner's not on out running the equipment. What's the kind of startup look like? Do we need an office? Obviously, we have some equipment, employees. What's kind of that kind of beginning of the business look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So great question, Tim. I'll say probably 95% of our incoming franchisees, they do not have an office space. There is not a brick and mortar expense, nothing like that. To your point, though, they do need to find a place to store these trucks and trailers. Some people, believe it or not, can store the trucks and trailers at their home if they have some land. More often than not, though, Tim, what they'll do is they'll go and just get a storage unit, right? The same place that you would park your boat or your RV, pay $100, $200 a month, whatever it is, and now all of a sudden you're running your equipment out. The good thing about the service business is that we go to the customers. We don't wait for the customers to come to us. And it actually really helps us out by keeping our expenses very low. Most of these people run directly out of their home office to, again, scale very significant businesses.
Gotcha. And so, and we'll talk about the scaling. And for our podcast listeners, we recently did a three-part series on scaling when one of our special guests was, in fact, John. And we talked about ways in which to do that, whether it's multiple locations, not applicable for this, that's more retail, multiple territories, even multiple brands. So you've got a lot of different ways to be able to do that. And that comes into play hugely here. We've mentioned kind of high level Neighbourly a little bit. I'm sure we could probably do an entire spotlight on Neighbourly as a whole, but maybe just give us a brief look at, I guess, kind of who they are and how being a part of a franchise system like Neighbourly can be a huge advantage for owners.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of my favorite part of being with the Grounds guys is that we are a part of Neighbourly. Neighbourly is by far the world's largest home service franchisor, right? You know, I mentioned a couple of the brands earlier, like Mr. Reuter, Glass Doctor. We own Mr. Appliance, Mr. Handyman, Molly Maid, Five Star Painting, Mosquito Joe, Rainbow Restoration, Air Serve Heating and Air. The list goes on and on, Tim. Literally just dominating the home service space, right? And so by aligning yourself with the dominant player in the home service space, it really does a couple of different things. Example, Tim, you referred to marketing earlier. Tim, we've got 115 full-time people in our marketing department alone, and their sole job is to make our franchisees' phone ring and ring off the hook, right? Well, how can we do that? How can we have 115 people? It's because we have the scale of Neighbourly. And then on top of that, one of my favorite parts about being Neighbourly, let's say that you were awarded a franchise with us, Tim. One of the very first things that we would do is we would go to every other franchisee that's already in your area for some of those other brands. We would reach out to all of the customers that they've ever done business with. And we would market to them saying, hey, we're cleaning the inside of your house with Molly Maid now. Now we want to take care of the outside of your house with the Grounds guys, right? We're the new landscaping brand in town. And they're already familiar with us because we are the world's largest home service franchisor.
So you trusted us with this, therefore you will trust us with that, right? So again, you're helping owners get basically a quick start and get business right off the bat without the owner really having to do anything other than being part of the Grounds guys and being part of Neighbourly overall, right? So fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it literally goes out automatically. Right? It's one of the things that we do when we're launching a new franchise. We can reach out to the thousands of customers that are already there. And yeah, there is already trust built through, you know, years of these franchisees going out and essentially marketing the area on your behalf, just, you know, for a different brand, right? We're not going to take all of that hard-earned effort, right, to get those existing customers and just waste it. We're going to go through and capitalize on that from the Grounds guys perspective as well.
And part of the support from both Neighbourly and Grounds guys is, talk a little bit about this. Each new owner, in addition to all of those 115 employees that are helping with marketing or operational support, you've got also buying power with specific vendors that you may use as well. So your owners are getting, you're getting a much better price than, again, if I just go out and start Tim's landscaping company and try to go buy equipment or anything moving forward as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you an example, Tim. Well, first off, we have over 230 vendors through what we call ProTradeNet. ProTradeNet is essentially our buying platform, right? And to your point, we have a significant amount of scale. So, you know, $3 billion business thereabouts, 4,500 different locations. When we go purchase things, we get a heck of a discount. I'll give you an example. Let's say we went to go buy a new Ford truck today. Our owners are paying thousands of dollars less than the invoice price for a new pickup. Tim, not the sticker price, the invoice price. That means when we go buy a truck, we paid less than the dealership buys for the truck because we have more buying power than the dealerships themselves. That's the power of being affiliated with the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Does that make from a buying standpoint? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, totally. And again, kind of back to the, you know, the question people will throw out every now and then. Well, why can't I just do this myself? Well, you can, but there's one more reason why you're getting a significantly better price on basically everything that you're going to need. And I like one of the other support things that you guys have in place that really kind of goes an extra mile or two than other franchises is each new owner, they have, and I may be using the wrong term, but a franchise business coach, basically somebody to really kind of be their, essentially their personal coach as they're getting started with their business. Can you share a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in fact, our owners actually have three dedicated coaches. Okay. So coach number one is your local marketing specialist, right? These are guys that know your market in and out. Then they have 114 people behind them to help them implement and execute the marketing plan that you and he come up with. Okay. That's coach number one. Coach number two is our technology coach. That's the person that can answer all the questions about our point of sale system, right? We've got really fun Google integrations and all of that. But guess what? If it breaks, that's the person that can fix it. But by far your most important coach, Tim, is your franchise business coach. These are guys and gals that have been in the business for 30 plus years. They have run multi-million dollar organizations. And they come alongside of our new franchisees and existing franchisees, right? This relationship does not end. There is no limit to how many times you can call your franchise business coach. In fact, neighborly at our expense, we'll fly the franchise business coach out to you, to your location, to help you set up and run your business. So a lot of support. And even outside of the coaching support, Tim, some people get a little bit worried about training. Tim, we've got something called Grounds Guys University. It's an on-demand learning platform where you and your employees on their time, mind you, can come and take training courses with us. We will test them. We will measure their hours. We'll send the transcripts back to the owner so that you know if you had a Tech One guy that spent 40 hours learning about irrigation systems, maybe we make that guy an irrigation specialist. That's all on demand. We have live weekly trainings where you can get on and ask the instructor whatever questions you want to ask about whatever the topic is that week. And we also realized, Tim, that not everyone's an online learner. So we have different technical schools that are regional to our owners throughout the year where we can physically show how to implement all these different systems, whether it be hardscapes or holiday lights or whatever it is.
So really begs the question, how in the heck could you possibly fail as a Grounds Guys owner with all of that support? Because even if you did absolutely nothing, you're going to have one of three possible people show up at your doorstep and go like, dude, get off the couch. So let's get to work because you have all of those things for you. Again, being able to, that desire to build a team, be in the community, really connecting anything home service, right? Connect with other vendors in that space, realtors, property managers, things like that, but really kind of want to get out and about and build that culture and follow the plan and don't screw it up. So that's really overwhelming how much support. And again, from having worked with you guys a while, it's not talk. It's really an overwhelming level of support. So that's awesome. So, but now let's get into the, you know, what'll it cost, man? What'll it cost? And always, as we talk a little bit, just high level number stuff, I always want to give people The disclaimer, any numbers that we talk about today are listed in the franchise disclosure document. And those are things there. And as we help our clients go through vetting, whether it's grounds guys or any franchise, we'll take some time to dig into this a little bit more. But there's a ton of potential and a ridiculous amount of support for a very, very low level investment. Maybe just kind of touch just on a couple of things that factor into this kind of, you know, $80,000 to $200,000 estimated investment range.
Yeah, sure. So that's our item seven, right? That's in our FDD, that $81,000 to $200,000 range. But what that would include, first off, is the franchise fee itself, right? It also includes your mowers, right? It includes your local marketing. It includes where to park the trucks and trailers. It includes everything you could possibly imagine to get your business up and going. What I will say, Tim, the vast majority of our people, they come in with about $150,000, whether that's through, you know, SBA loans, whether it's through using a Rob's account or their personal assets or whatever it is. Typically, that 150 is enough to go pay the franchise fee in full, buy new trucks, trailers, mowers, equipment, startup marketing, the whole nine yards, and still have $50,000 to $60,000 left in working capital. Because remember, we have a significant amount of buying power. So when we're going out and buying these trucks and trailers, mowers, all of these different things, we're getting incredible discounts on them. So. Awesome. As far as the franchise fee itself too, Tim, you know, our minimum franchise fee is about $35,000. It is based on population, right? But it's also over a 10-year agreement. So if you really think about it, let's say it was a $50,000 franchise fee. Okay. If you really think about it, it's over 10 years. You're talking about $5,000 a year, right? That's what, $400 a month. And by the way, all of which is tax deductible. So, you know, put yourself in a 35% and I'm not a CPA, right? There's my big bold disclaimer. Check with your CPA, but all of which is tax deductible. So if you really take off the taxes, you look at it, you're talking about less than $300 a month. Where else can you go out, build a marketing department of 115 full-time people, have all the different systems, coaching, tools, support, the buying power of a $3 billion company, be featured on all these national advertisements, have a community of 4,500 other business owners? Where can you really go out and do that on your own for less than $300 a month?
No, not even close, right? So that's great. A super low level investment. And then, you know, what's in it for me? And again, disclaimer time, averages, these are things over a couple of years of being in business, but you've got multiple owners that are bringing in seven figures every single year in revenue from an investment that's a fraction, maybe 10% of that, if not less, is just absolutely phenomenal. And again, no guarantee anybody's going to do anything because you got to get off your butt and do it. But with all the systems in place, the revenue potential for such a small investment is amazing. Really, I don't know of a better word for that, but. I don't want to, again, kind of put you on the spot too much with revenue stuff, but anything you want to kind of add to what this might look like for folks?
Well, here's what I will say, Tim. On your screen there, you have our 2019 FDD numbers. It says a high of 2.8 million. Here's what I will say. Our 2020 FDD just came out. It's got a high of 3.2. Right? Our average went from 592 to 703. The low went from 28,000 to about 72,000. Okay? Pretty significant growth. The average guy went from 592 to 703 despite going through a global pandemic, Tim. If you really think about that, where are the haircut places right now for 2020? Okay? Where are the fast food restaurants for 2020? The great thing, Tim, about our business is no matter who's in the White House, no matter what's going on with the economy, whether there's a global pandemic or not, the grass continues to grow. That tends to be a very beautiful thing for our business. Does that make sense?
The grass grows, the business grows. Absolutely. So no, good. What's I mean, greatly appreciate your time and want to be respectful of it too. But I think maybe the last thing I'll throw at you today is, what else would you want us to know about the grounds guys that maybe we didn't already discuss?
Yeah, well, so here's one thing I will say, Tim, that is a pretty unique identifier for Neighborly and for the grounds guys. It's an awards process when you come through with us. I know there's a lot of franchisors that kind of say that, but it truly is an awards process with us. We get way more applications for business ownership than we award franchises to. And so really it's my role as a director of franchise development to help potential franchisees navigate that process to get them ultimately, hopefully, awarded the franchise. Because to your point, Tim, clearly, right? It's a pretty low investment amount, huge upside return. You have all these different systems and coaching in place, and we're frankly kind of a hot commodity. So there's a bunch of people that are coming in. It's really my job to help people navigate that process, make sure that this is the right opportunity for them. And then ultimately, hopefully, if it is on both sides, right? It's good for us. It's good for them. We award a franchise and you know, we build a very successful and profitable business.
No, absolutely. And I think that's something that most people starting out looking at franchises don't realize is a thing. They just think, well, I'm going to figure out which one I want and I'm going to buy it. And that is absolutely not the case. And I'll go whole shameless plug. Last week, our podcast episode was exactly on what's it mean to be awarded the franchise and what's that all about. And though that's always the case with franchising, you guys, I think, do a phenomenal job of really vetting from your end as well. It's supposed to be a mutual partnership. It's not just, hey, this person has a pulse and 50,000, so let's bring them on, because your goal's franchisor is not to find new franchise owners, is to find and help build very, very successful ones for the long term. So that is awesome. John, thank you so much, man, for your time today and educating us a little bit about the grounds guys. So thanks for coming on.
Hey, Tim, it was a pleasure. I certainly appreciate the opportunity and look forward to connecting again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And we hope this will help enlighten everyone else who is listening to all the different things within franchise ownership and the amazing possibilities that are out there. If you'd like to learn more about becoming a franchise owner for the Grounds Guys or any of the 500 plus franchise brands we are partnered with, then let's schedule a brief introductory call. You can find us online at francoach.net or any social media site out there for our loyal podcast listeners. Please be sure to subscribe to the Franchising 101 series wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Again, we encourage you to reach out anytime. There's never any fee for our service. So take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Stay safe and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to FranCoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.